Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Have you ever seen one of those plastic bag collection boxes at the grocery store? Listener Phil Trevette has, and he wants to know what happens to those bags.
Is there any way to find out where those bags end up and to ensure that they're being recycled?
We had Harrison Katz and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Harrison and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So before we talk about those plastic bag collection boxes, can you tell us why we can't put those bags in our recycling bins at home?
Well, single-use plastic bags usually can't be mixed with the rest of your recyclables because the thin material can fall into the crevices of recycling machines and cause a lot of damage.
Also, when plastic bags get tangled up with objects that can go through the recycling machines, those normally recyclable things have to get thrown out too.
In some cases, plastic bags in recycling bins can even cause an entire truckload of recycling to get thrown out.
All of these difficulties make it really hard to recycle plastic bags, and most people don't. Recent studies say that only 9% of single-use plastic bags are recycled.
So some plastic bags are actually recyclable?
Yes. The Rhode Island Resource Recovery Corporation has specialized locations for recycling plastic bags, although there aren't many. You can also drop them in collection boxes at stores like CVS, Target, Whole Foods, and Lowe's.
And what happens after you've dropped off your bags?
In some cases, companies like Trex purchase recycled plastic bags and other thin plastic films from these retailers. They combine them with sawdust to make composite lumber for home decks, playground equipment, and other things.
Other companies could also process the recycled plastic films into new plastic bags, crates, pipes, and pallets.
So how is it that they can process plastic bags, but our recycling centers can't?
Unlike large recycling centers, which have equipment primarily aimed at cans and paper, these vendors specialize in plastic films and have the machinery to handle the single-use plastics.
Got it. So this is where all those collected bags go?
Unfortunately, the process is not very transparent. We know that some of the plastic film is repurposed, but we don't know how much of it. For example, if a plastic bag is wet or dirty, it's likely that the whole lot will get ditched.
So how many of those bags that I try to recycle actually just end up in the landfill?
It depends on your location. The Ecology Center Help Desk conducted an investigation in California and found that many locations that claimed to recycle plastics were just trashing them instead.
On the other end of the spectrum, an NPR station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, tracked retail plastic recycling and found that most of it did end up being recycled into composite lumber.
So what would you say to Phil about where his plastic bags go?
Since the jury is still out on how much of the plastic actually gets recycled, you might be better off giving your own plastic bags a second, third, or fourth life at home.
Or you can bring a reusable bag for your next shopping trip. Some stores might even offer a little discount.
Thanks, Harrison and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public Radio.